men and families, friends and work to come to the place where we can purify ourselves and properly prepare for the final war. Every Jew who came along did so to get close to the right way and to stay away from the sons of darkness, evil people. Among them, you will even find high priests from Jerusalem. He who believes in our way is the son of light. And when the final war begins, all our opponents will be destroyed. But in the meantime, we are here. Here in this holy place, no one can distract our minds from worshiping the Lord. We don't possess much, and the little we have, we share equally. The good Lord, He supplies us with all our needs, even in this barren desert. This morning, while working in the date grove, a neighbor from Enot Kaneh, a five-hour walk from here, passed by. He told us of the bitter end of one John the Baptist, whose head was severed by King Herod. Suddenly, I remembered, we too had one by the name of John. Years ago, he came to us and requested to volunteer. Each new candidate undergoes a thorough examination, and once accepted for a season of study, joins us in work as well. At the end of 2 years' time, just before becoming a full member, he arose, broke his vow to Yahweh, and left. Twice daily, we bathe together in the purifying bath in order to be sanctified in the pure waters. After bathing, we gather together to dine. First, we taste from the pure bread that was prepared for us by the high priests, and then from the wine. When we went for our evening's toil, we inscribed the high priest's words describing the Lord who created the spirits of light and darkness, and thereupon based every deed. The first was greatly loved by God, each of its actions desired. The second, and all that it encompassed, he despised forever. At the end of a day's work, we bathed again, and after purifying ourselves, gathered together for the evening meal. Troublesome thoughts prey upon us. After the meal, I arose and asked for permission to speak. Could it be that the man who was murdered, of whom we heard from the passerby, was the same John that was with us and then left? It is not the same man, replied the high priest. And in truth, we would be better employed in the studies of the Holy Scriptures rather than wasting our time in the idle talk that spoils the spirit of Yahweh. Was so great that a remark was noted in the book in my disfavor. After having been punished, things calmed, and we resumed our studies as we do every night until a third of the night has passed. But of these things I am not permitted to tell you. We may not reveal our secrets to anyone. Only we, the sons of light, are allowed to share the secrets of Yahweh. This alone may be revealed. All is predestined. There is no free will. Even before the time of creation, it was inscribed that you, somewhere in the future, would hear and see these words. It is God's wondrous plan that brought you today to this pure and sacred place. And God willing, perhaps the secrets may be revealed unto you.
In the year 68 CE, just before the Roman army arrived in this part of the country, members of the Yahad hid their writings and put them for safekeeping in the caves surrounding us. Only 1900 years later was the treasure accidentally found inside vessels like those you see before you.
After the period, after they gave a child, So here they would take it every day, almost all the day, before they get together, before they write the scrolls, of course. So the ritual bath was something which was very important. So it was total control on their life. They had a sundial, like a watch. And they would do exactly every single minute of the day what they were supposed to do. They didn't waste any of the time they worked. They had to do the scrolls. But we also know they did a lot of the data products. But what they did is they made sure that all the time there were people reading the Torah in this congregation. Some did get married, some did not get married. It's more likely that they gave time to be here only certain time of their life when they were about 30 to 33. And it says, and even with the ultra-religious Jewish people of today, there are stages of study. You first start when you're 5 years old in a cheder, as they say. Then you go to school, then you go to a higher level education, and higher, till you come to, after you marry, not before, but you go to this close school, which is called Beit Midrash. So they isolate themselves because they do not accept the way people lived in Jerusalem, they do not accept the high priest, and they thought that people are not kosher enough. So let's see what they've done here. We know there was a Philon, who was an historian during the year 70, who referred to them as Assyrian. And he said that there's, you can find them in the northwest part of Masada, of the Dead Sea, and they try not to be too close to the chemicals that come out of the Dead Sea. But they did not call themselves this name. They use another name, and you just heard it, Yachad. What does it mean, Yachad? You become one. You leave your property, it's like the first kibbutz, I would say it's the first monastery. It's something like a monastery. And they left their property or whatever, and they came to be together. And they were not accepted right away. But before we talk about who are they and who was here, it's very important that we remember in the north end of the Dead Sea, this is where we are. And we mentioned when we saw the map in Megiddo that this is the first crossing point from east to west. So anyone who controls Assyria has to make sure that he has a fortress here. And the first fortress here is the lower part that you see here. It goes back to the time of Hezekiah, 724 BC. And we find the seal of Hezekiah as we find the seal of Hezekiah in Engedi. So the first time this place is used, it's used as a fortress. And then what happened is the first temple was destroyed. Ezra and Nehemiah, they come here, but they're not as strong to have a border army and all that. The first one who did it are the Maccabees. And beginning of the Maccabees, as the border is today, it was then. And therefore, what did they do? They used this as a tower and decided to build an army camp. Because their country extended to the other side of the Dead Sea by Alexander Janai and definitely by Herod, I don't need it anymore as a fortress. It's empty. It's very well taken care of because there's water from the mountain that gush into all these cisterns. Why don't we make it as a center of us people who do not agree with what happened in Jerusalem? And we're going to send our men here to dedicate their life to writing the scrolls. And it's close enough to Jerusalem if we decide to go to Jerusalem. It's exactly a day journey. But it's also far away. And that's why they use this place, more likely that other communities were in other places. When you take an aerial shot, you see that they're spread all the way around. And very close to the two caves that I pointed out to you, you find a lot of bones of animals that more probably this is where the leather was taken later on to treat it at the area of the Dead Sea. So here we have people,
that dedicate their life to write the scrolls, and in this very room we find
that they had a scriptorium. But who are they? And because they decided to give a certain time of their life for that, it says, "You men, beware of the wicked women who sit by the gate and try to make an eye at you, ignore them." What we have right here, it's a male community that was isolated right here. And then the law, the 613 law that we have, is not enough. And they added a whole manual of discipline. And it's 8.24 meter extra long. And you can see that it's like 28 feet long. And then you can see that they became more and more strict as the time was passing by. I just want to show you what happened to people that become so extreme. I don't know what you had for breakfast. I don't know what you're going to have for lunch. When you need to have something coming out of your body, if it's just pee, no problem. But if you add something and it's not kosher, whatever comes out of your body is not clean. Therefore, I make sure that there's no toilet in the community. No problem. When is the problem? Saturday. Saturday, you cannot go beyond the border of the community. Big times office, and they were told to hold it. Look, to hold it. All the diet was based on something like this. This is what happened when law is more important. This is one of many law. They didn't accept the way things were with the temple, so they had a temple scrolls. Many of the scrolls had to do with the community itself, and one of them is the war of the son of the light against the son of the darkness. Now I get the question, did really John the Baptist live with them? Do we have any proof of that? We have no proof. But we know that in a negative way, they're related to the way of life they had here. Some of the books which the Jewish people did not include in their Tanakh, Tanakh is all the books later on we find in the New Testament. And that is amazing. One of the places that were mentioned in the book of Maccabees, and Jewish people do not put the book of Maccabees in the Bible, it's outside books, they call it outside books. So one of the book of Maccabees, it says that they found they're going to bury and hide some of the sacred things from the temple in the valley which is going to called, not Kippah in Hebrew, but Qumran. That's where the name Qumran comes from. So when they found many scrolls in the first two caves, they said, maybe this is the library. Maybe this is the treasure. But it wasn't. What is found here, which is very important, is the whole book of Isaiah. And we had so many doubts because the Tanakh, actually the Jewish people, yes, the 2-1, the one that was translated from the 70 from Greek, and then another branch which is called Masorah. And what we find that the people who follow the Masorah, the tradition, follow word by word the scrolls of the Pharisees. Why are they important? Because they show us this is the real Bible that we carry till today. And I think for me, this is more than enough. This is the most important thing. The Bible we have is the authentic Bible. You have here Psalm 151. So many other that are apocrypha, that Habakkuk, which it's in the Bible. So all kind of books like that. Let us go further on. The scrolls that had problems in that were put in man-made cave. When the Roman soldiers came here and saw all these scrolls, they were sure these are good scrolls and they tore them into pieces. So that's what was found in that famous cave. If you want, we'll go... It's pretty hot. If you don't want to go all the way with me, fine. Follow you and go to the new restaurant kitchen. Not nice to say kitchen, but it's kitchen. The dining area right here. And the best of the best, you go to the ritual bathroom. We're standing on this tower. It was built first by Hezekiah. And why here? Look, the north end of the Dead Sea Mount Nebo is right there, Jericho is there, and that's the crossing point. Anyone who wanted to defend Jerusalem had to make sure that the enemy will not go from here up. First floor, Hezekiah, second floor, Maccabees, and the whole area was turned into a center of this group of people that are called Assyrians by others, Yachad by themselves, or the people of Judean wilderness. Let's go further down and we see the scriptorium. And do you see the oil lamps? Do you see the way? Remember, whenever you see it, it's the way that end with the sharp corners, you know for sure the period.
Here, equipment that is used in the moon, sonic as solar, not solar, no sound, to see if there's more caves, sonar, yeah, sonar, right? To see if there are more caves and they found more cave. And he thought that if he worked with Spielberg, like Spielberg put to our awareness the Holocaust, they will get more interest of people. They didn't get along too well, so they split, and that's what Spielberg did. Not Vando Jones from Indiana, Indiana Jones, but he didn't do the movie here as if looking for the Holy Ark, and he did it in Petra, Jordan. So that's just a little spice to that.
So where again did you say they found the scrolls?
Okay, just two page. Kind of scrolls, yeah. Two kind. The Bible scrolls, the scrolls that we use and had to be buried when they left this area. Natural cave. First two caves back there. I showed it to you then. And the cave number 11 right here.
How do you see the numbers?
I know.
The one at the top.
I'm telling you the numbers.
The one way at the top?
Way at the top.
I'm telling you
the numbers because you'll be reading and they'll give you numbers. And this is called the cave of the scrolls. More likely that was left, but the condition, the way, maybe that's the one that were not good. And that's why they were put here. We have another evidence of man-made cave in Engedi, and that's why we know the difference between the natural cave and what was put there and the caves that were man-made, like this one.
These are man-made.
There's no cave in marl, dirt, in a lake. It was a very shallow lake that made all these sediments. There's no cave here. It's all man-made. And there's four more on this side.
Oh. So what kind of rock is up there?
Dolomite, the same
as dolomite,
yeah.
Just like Masada.
Hard limestone. A cemetery was found here. First of all, I told you, some more was found. The seal of Hezekiah was found on the slope right here. A papyrus from the time of Bar Kokhba uprising, 132-135, was found here. As we're going to go ahead, we go by the cemetery. if here, you know, we saw the cemetery yesterday, all are buried with a hat to the Easter cake except the priest, all of them were buried that way. Okay. Let's go and have lunch before we have fun.